Good morning. Time again for Moments of Melody. 5 minutes designed to help you begin your day. A Christian repairman was once called in to service the mechanism of a giant telescope. During the noon hour, the chief astronomer found him reading his New Testament and asked, "What good do you expect to get out of that? With our scientific advancements, the Bible is now completely outdated. Why, you can't even be sure who wrote it." The mechanic was silent for a moment. Then he looked up and said, "Don't you make considerable use of the multiplication tables in your calculations as an astronomer?" "Well, why, yes, I certainly do," replied the other. "Do you know who wrote them?" "Why, no, I guess I don't." Then said the mechanic, "How can you employ them when you're not even sure of the author?" "We trust them because, well, because they work." The mechanic said, "Well, I trust the Bible for the same reason. It works." Gospel according to Dr. Luke. The Lord Jesus speaking. "When you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, be sure that the time has come when she shall be laid waste. Then those who are in Judea must take refuge in the mountains, those who are in the city itself withdrawing from it, and those who are in the countryside not making their way into it. These will be the days of vengeance, bringing fulfillment of all that has been written. It will go hard with women who are with child or have children at the breast. In those days it will be a time of bitter distress all over the land and retribution against this people. They will be put to the sword and led away into captivity all over the world, and Jerusalem will be trodden under the feet of the Gentiles until the time granted to the Gentiles' nations has run out. The sun and the moon and the stars will give portents, and on earth the nations will be in distress, bewildered by the roaring of the sea and of its waves. Men's hearts will be dried up with fear as they await the troubles that have overtaken the whole world. The very powers of heaven will rock. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with his full power and majesty."